big deal with Nebraska volleyball and everything. You're going to be a part of that coming up on Wednesday. But first of all, Nebraska, Omaha, you're on campus. You've been there for a while now with volleyball and academics. And I take it, hopefully, life is good down there.
Yeah, we've been down here since June, actually, like beginning of June. So I already, like, am really good friends with my roommates. And all the girls here are very nice. The coaches put on a really great program. And then we're actually heading down to Memorial tomorrow to practice there. So we just saw the whole setup and are pretty excited for it.
Yeah, I saw pictures on social media and from way up top, and I thought, wow.
Yeah.
It looks pretty cool, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, ever since we started preseason, because we had a week off at the end of July, beginning of August. And I don't think I've seen my whole family since then, since we started preseason, I think, on Monday. But I'm really excited to see them all there. It'll be, like, one of the only times that I get to see them for a little while. But
I take it the whole family is going to pretty much try to make it down for this one?
Yeah, except for Mally. Mally will not be there.
Uh-huh. But she'll be watching on TV, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, talk to your mom a little bit because Chase County's here for the Triangular on Tuesday and talk to her. And I know she's pumped up and ready to watch your daughter play a little bit. And I think she's got some pretty good seats. If I'm not mistaken, the parents get really good seats.
Yeah, they do. I think I have 3 tickets, maybe getting 2 more. But even in the beginning, I think we started out with maybe 2 tickets. But everything's just so, like, it's just kind of tight on tickets right now, because usually we get, like, maybe 4 for every home game at Baxter, and now we only get, like, 2, so it's like, sorry, but I can't let everybody come.
It's not your fault, you gotta tell them, it's not my fault. If I could get everybody tickets, I certainly would.
Exactly, tickets sold out so fast.
How's it, the volleyball training and everything, boy, you kind of touched on it a little bit. Yeah, it's tough. I mean, in that program and what they do, I mean, they've worked you hard for the last couple of months, haven't they?
Yeah, so I think we started out with 2 days, which were just, like, positionals, where we would just, like, go in, like, outsides would go in. I think actually it was the pins would go in, middles, DSs, setters. And we were just going for, like, maybe 1:30 almost every single day. And then we would actually have practice. And then we usually would have, like, a team bonding thing at night. So it was just, like, we kind of got a little bit sick of each other. Because a lot of us towards the end, we were just like, we love you guys, but we need to go home and just, like, relax for a second and, like, debrief from each other. Because it just got to be, like, almost like 24 hours a day for 2 weeks in a row, and we're just like, oh my goodness. And I went a little bit stir crazy, but then we started classes and now it's starting to become more of like a routine. So it's gotten easier, but we hasn't gotten less busier.
I get it. I understand. How about your classes? I mean, you're down there in the medical field. I mean, as a freshman, I'm sure those classes are tougher than nails already, aren't they?
Yeah, so I think we started class last week. So we have, like, they have a pretty good setup going for the athletes. We get first pick on the classes, and then they get, like, our advisors make sure that, like, our, like, the classes are easy enough that we can get, like, leave, and then for games or whatnot. And then also it's like we have this place called Hamilton where it's like study hours. We have to spend 4 study hours there, and we can get free tutoring, free paper. So it's, can't, if we struggle, it's not like we're kind of left in the dark. We got some good resources down here.
How many hours do you take your freshman year?
They said that we have to do 4 study hours.
Mm-hmm.
And if we don't meet those, then we actually, I don't know if we have to add them on to the next week, but I think there is a punishment for it.
And then classes juggling with the practice times and everything, and you got to get used to that too.
Yeah, I usually start my classes at 8:30, and then I get done at like 11, I think. So I only have 2 classes a day, and then I usually just head over to our place where we practice, it's called SAP, and then we lift, and then we usually go straight into practice from there. So it's busy, but it's quite a bit of fun, and the team's so much fun too.
Where are you kind of setting as far as, you know, where you're at hitters-wise? I know, no question, you probably had some upperclassmen, some returnees back, so it's a position battle, isn't it?
Yeah, so everybody's in a position battle right now. I have two returners in front of me who are amazing, like, pretty, very, very good. I have Shayla McCormick, who's from Scott Catholic, and then Kaylee Juergensmeyer, who's also in front of me. But they told me when I went on a visit here that this was going to be here just to, like, develop me. And if I got in, or if I was ready to go in, that would definitely be an opportunity. But kind of just there for if anybody gets hurt, and then just kind of taking this year to get up to speed with their level, because it's definitely different from Little and Case County volleyball.
But you're getting reps, I'm sure, every single practice like everybody else is, aren't you?
Yeah, so the technology here is way, way more intense than we have to wear, like, they're called vert bands, and they have little, like, chips inside of them. So you just put them on every practice start, counts like all your jumps, your elevated landings, your vertical for every jump.
Wow.
Just all that fun stuff. And then there's obviously the TVs and videoing that, like, delays it a second so you can watch your reps. And it's just, like, crazy for me because it came from a town of 2,000 people with maybe a gym that was shared by everybody into all this technology around me. We get our own little spot to practice, and it's just wild to me.
That's crazy, but that's the way of the world, even in sports, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
What's it? It felt like, I'm sure you've talked about, coaches and players have talked about it, going to be a part of history. I mean, with 91,000 plus and playing in a stadium, you're going to be right there right in the middle of it all.
Yeah, so we're actually, like, the culture kind of reminds me of our track culture, where it's like we have our values. We hit on them every single week. We actually have to, like, grade our values. And so it's like, if we're not doing good at something, we talk it out, figure it out with, like, sometimes with just us and sometimes just the coaches. But it's a lot of this week is just, like, don't let the outside noise get to you, because since we're going to practice there, they're like, there's going to be people watching us practice, watching our serve and pass, and then even at the game with so many people around us, they were just like, we need to focus on the 18 people that we have here, and we just need to worry about ourselves and let the outside noise be the outside noise, and we do what we do best. So,
well, I know you've ran in front of big crowds at state track, but multiply that by 100 or something like that, and that's going to be the crowd there Wednesday.
Yeah, going from state track to 91,000 people is a little bit of a jump.
Yeah. Well, the team's had a couple of matches last weekend to kind of get you going, a couple of really tough opponents.
Yeah, so we actually have a tough beginning schedule, but even so, we kind of, I don't know how to put this best, but they're definitely very winnable matches, but I feel like we were just pretty upset after the loss against Texas A&M.
Mm-hmm.
That it was hardest for us to, like, bounce back against Kansas, but we kind of have reset this week and are ready to get started on a way better week and hopefully pick up a win this week too.
There you go. Just start over and, you know, put that one of those games in the past. There's a lot more volleyball still ahead of you.
Exactly. I think it's 14 more weeks. It's actually 11 more weeks left, and we gotta cherish all of these.
All these times, no question about it. You bet. It'll go fast. 11 weeks, it seems like a lot right now, but boy, it'll be a blur, and it'll be at the end of the season before you know it.
Yeah. And then it's gonna be December before.
Yeah.
We even know it.
Well, hey, thank you so much for the time. Congrats, you know, on everything. And hey, you feeling healthy? I know you were kind of fighting a little injury there in the summertime. Some of those work, those All-Star games. Is that, are you healed up from that one?
Yeah. So actually, at I think it was, what was the first All-Star game?
Western Nebraska. Was it that one? No, it was the Cambridge basketball.
Yeah, I felt good then, but Scotts Bluff, I think it was maybe the second practice when I got back, mm-hmm. I actually pulled my ab muscle.
Mm-hmm.
It was like a grade 2 to 3 pull, is what my PT told me. And it actually sat me out for about a month.
Uh-huh.
So it was kind of frustrating just to sit along the sidelines, especially going to all the All-Star games. But even at the McCook one, it still wasn't fully healed up. So I think I pulled it at Scotts Bluff. Took like a week off. Couldn't run. Couldn't jump. Could only like stand and pass. That's all I could do.
Mm-hmm.
So I just got to sit out on the sidelines and watch everything go down.
Yeah.
And then we actually had a lot of recovery that week. Thought it was all healed up and everything. I couldn't even like sit up in bed without it hurting. It was like, it was pretty painful. But then I think we went to an open gym, first open gym back, so excited to not sit in the sidelines after a week. And then I dove for a ball and pulled it, like pulled it again. So I was like, oh no.
But now you're feeling better now.
Yeah, then we went to the McCook All-Star game, and then I was like, this is the same pain it was at. I'm not going to do it again. So I only played back row, mm-hmm. and it worked. Yeah. It was definitely challenging, but...
Yeah, I bet it was. You bet.
Now we're all healed up and tweaked it last week, but this week is hopping on top of it before it can even get bad, so...